Nielsen's voice, magnificent, cuts through so magnificently. Peter from Bull Eye says, "Hi Nick, if you're travelling out west for the weekend in an electric vehicle, I suggest you also hire a diesel generator to charge it." Look, I don't know where the charge stations are between here and Dubbo. I'll keep an eye out for you, Peter. Cheers, mate. 1-300-973-300 is my number. Or you can send me a text, like Peter did. I don't mind a bit of curry. 0467-922-684. Well, just recently I've been introduced to a significant young artist from the Southern Highlands. His name's Connor Plummer. And he's got a brand new exhibition called You and I at the Berrida Hotel in Barrel. And I've been looking at his work over the last couple of days. And apart from being prolific, there's been a very interesting kind of development in the work he does. It's almost, if I can quote my producer Jake, a form of Instagram, but in a more permanent way. He's taken, you know, life as a 19-year-old young man, the kind of typical shots you might see on Instagram, and turned them into paintings. And as he says in some of his work on his website, you know, life is all about connection, and this exhibition's all about connection. And fortunately, I've connected with Connor Plummer right now, and he's on the radio with us. G'day, Connor, how are you going?
I'm not bad, Nick, yourself?
When did you discover this painting talent in yourself?
It was about 5 years ago. You know, I've always loved drawing since I was a kid, but yeah, I did my first painting when I was in about year 10, my first oil painting, and it was of my pop. He had just passed away, and I took a lot of inspiration from Paul Ryan. He's an artist from around here, and yeah, just the process and the emotional connection I had with a lot of people from that work. That's what got me hooked on it, really.
That seems actually quite late to take up art, but were you sketching before that, or was it the medium that you took up 5 years ago of oils?
Yeah, so I took up oils 5 years ago, but that was really the moment I realised art's what I wanted to do. Mm. I mean, I've always loved drawing, you know, it's always been something I do in my spare time. But yeah, I never really realised until, you know, about 5 years ago.
I'm looking at some of your work as we speak, and I'm no art critic myself, but I can see a whole lot of different techniques that you're putting onto the canvas. You're using the kind of quilty scrape with the big palette knives early on, and then later there's this really fine sort of brushwork. Do you still do all of that, or have you moved into this more finely grained kind of style?
Oh, Nick, you have to see the exhibition. it's been a real journey, I'll tell you what. Ben Cruthy, he's an awesome bloke. I take a lot of inspiration from him, and particularly when I first began. But, yeah, as I moved on, you know, I became really interested in just trying to capture reality and capture nature and people just for what they really are, and not abstracting that, and just really letting letting the subject matter really talk through my work. But now, you have to come and see, but I've been experimenting a lot more, you know, trying to find my own personal, I guess, voice through my own technique, you know.
Do you think you've got to that voice yet, or is that still to come?
Oh, mate, I think I spent my whole life trying to find it, to be honest.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But to that point, though, I feel, even though my voice is ever changing in art, you know, the feeling I get from creating art, it's such a strange, it feels real intrinsic to me, the process of creating. So I feel there is, in a sense, a real voice I have, because it just feels so deeply personal to me.
If it's not the technique, then some of the themes of Ben's early work come out in yours. I mean, no, he did a lot of stuff about young men and the sense of danger and being interested in cars, and you do the same thing. There's this kind of social feeling about your work. Lots of, you know, your mates together, you know, in hoodies, in nightclubs, and that kind of thing. Are you interested in that as a subject as well? This kind of transition to adulthood.
Oh God, yeah. Like I said, you know, I'm really interested in painting what's around me and trying to let that kind of shine through in my work. And, you know, as you said, as a 19-year-old bloke, there's a lot of that going on. And You know, I think there's a real beauty in the things that you see. There's a 19-year-old, you know, partying, people going out, all these incredible scenes. I think it really speaks to what we are, not just as males, but as people, you know, what we tend to look for and party. And I think in partying, there's such a beautiful thing, and it links to the whole idea of connection, you know, how much we yearn just to be free around other people.
Mm. Well, your exhibition is going on at the Berida Hotel, which is an interesting space to exhibit. Where have they put it all up?
So I was there the other day hanging it up. So it's kind of around to the place, really. So, you know, they've got these magnificent halls in there, and it's got, I got to say, the place in there, it's beautiful. It feels like some real, almost like a little time machine, which I really like, but it's around the place. So, you know, you kind of go on a little journey through the artworks and through the place.
And you get guided through it, do you, from different rooms in the Berida?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, I wish you all the best with it. I've enjoyed looking at your work just on screen, but I'm sure in person you'll get some more of the texture. That's what people will see when they see it for real, right?
Well, yeah, hopefully. That's the plan. I mean, yeah, a lot of the works, like I said, you know, real thick paint, real... There's a whole mix. So, yeah, in person, I always think that in person, nothing beats seeing an artwork in person.
I absolutely agree. You can see this kind of texture of the paint and the way you've applied it. And you've got a lot of different tools in your kit, Connor. So I wish you all the best with it, mate, and thanks for talking to us.
Oh, no pressure. Thank you so much, Nick.
It's a Connor Plummer. If you want to have a look at his work, if you can't make it to Berida, it's connorplummer.com, Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, and Plummer is P-L-U-M-M-E-R, connorplummer.com. The exhibition's at the Berida Hotel in Barrel. Opening night is tonight, which has been sold out already, so well done promoting yourself, Connor. But you can go and see it at the hotel afterwards. It runs from the 12th of March until the 6th of April. It's called You and I. Well, stay in the Southern Highlands.